so then I can match up.
Let's just do a show.
We're just doing it now? I got waveforms.
All right. Clusterfuck heaven, welcome to the homosexuals, episode 2.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, we need to get introduction music.
Yeah.
But I like the way you began the last episode.
Oh, kind of like how we
say
began
something.
This one?
Say something.
Something.
That's a good way to begin shit.
It is. Say something.
Say something. Something. I don't care if you guys like this. I don't give a fuck. It's not about that.
They like it's about it.
You like it.
I think they like.
But you like it. But
you
I don't care if you like it. And I cannot afford to care.
Oh.
See, because if I care, then then I get all fucked up.
Oh man.
And Let's record like 10 hours of shit, and then we can like break it into 10 shows.
Okay, sounds good.
And just get the shit out, and then I can go on vacation for like 2 months.
Oh god. Yeah. Okay.
So this is my host. In case you don't know who she is, this is Erica.
Hi.
Erica. And Erica.
Yep.
Or Erica. Or Air Erica.
No, not
she
Air
is,
Erica.
She is of a certain descent. She's of a certain ethnicity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am German, but I'm not a man.
I don't know what she wants to disclose.
I'll disclose everything. That's fine.
What is it called? What do you say in German for a woman? Fräulein.
I know girl is I don't know how
Fräulein.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but girl is
this
like
is the girl with the mustache.
It's M-A-D-C-H-E-N. And there's two little dots above the A. I know that's girl.
Yeah. I'm smoking a cigarette and I don't give a fuck about this fucking neutered age.
You're crazy. It's just how people
are.
Dude,
did you see that waveform? That waveform went. I think I'm recording too high. My waveforms are off the chart.
Well, but you need to record at like 50%. All right.
It's only when I make certain like sounds. Okay. Now it's back to normal. Fine.
But are you back to normal? I don't think.
But I'm so to give the audience an idea, I'm sitting here watching my Audacity record my voice. And it's pretty trippy. It's waveforms, dude.
Waveforms.
It's pretty. So I'm going to turn that down and see if it still records. I'm going to close the box.
Okay.
Is that still recording? It better still be recording,
Erica.
All
right, well, I have my box open. I'm looking at my box. I'm looking at my waveforms.
Ooh, she's looking at her box. Nice. How's your box doing?
It's good. It's ready for spring cleaning. But it's good. It's good. It's happy.
I want to see what Audacity does if I do certain things, because I'm concerned about, and I'm glad we have the backup track.
Yeah.
So
so you minimized your box?
Yeah, I minimized it and opened it. But,
and it's there.
And I jumped back in time, and it looked like there was still audio.
All right.
But you know what? If it's not.
How far back in time did you jump?
I just scrolled it a little bit, and I can't get too into it. I need engineers. Right now I'm doing a show. In the future, yes.
In the future, we'll have our own studio. We'll have billboards. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
The Blake and Erica Show, or the Homeless Sexuals, whatever.
THS.
THS.
I like that, yeah.
Hashtag. That's what the kids are doing these days on Twitter and stuff. You do hashtag, and then you do... Or pound sign, but people don't know what pound sign means anymore.
Oh, somebody wrote a comment. I didn't post it.
Yeah.
Because, but check it out.
What is it?
It said something really funny.
Who was it?
I don't know. I, this person never commented before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in moderation. It said, I really don't think I can listen to an hour-long chat. Can you do a transcript? So I trashed that.
Well, okay.
No, I fucking can't, okay? Because I don't fucking care.
People don't have time, I guess.
What do you mean you can't listen to an hour-long chat? Why not? If you don't want to listen to it, then don't listen to it. Shit. What the hell?
It was probably probably a millennial.
It's a millennial, exactly.
I hate,
it's fucking millennials.
I'm a millennial.
Can you please, Yeah, would you like me to rub your feet and fucking...
Well, it's be okay, okay, I'm sorry. So I guess I can say this. I can say this because I'm a millennial, all right? But we're lazy as a whole. We're lazy. You know, we don't want to do anything. We expect everything to come to us. You know? Can't
yeah,
do
I know.
That. I know that's not true because I'm different. But can you hear that? Hold on, can you hear this when this happens? Do you hear that?
Yeah. Yep.
It's my headphone thing. Okay. I'll try not to do it.
Because Erica was like, when I fire up my bong.
I don't know. I don't do that. I used to.
I used to do a lot of drugs, and I'm very proud of that because it got me to where I am today.
There you go. You learned a lot.
It takes what it takes.
Yeah.
But I don't do drugs anymore.
That's good. I don't either. I have a family. I have a family member who does, and I do not.
Mm-mm. I can't handle it.
Nope.
I just reached a point where I couldn't handle any drugs except for morning coffee
and cigarettes.
And cigarettes. Yeah, and cigarettes. I can always handle cigarettes.
Yeah.
I could be having a panic attack and I still want coffee. Like if
oh,
I'm having a
God, jack
if I'm,
you
if
up.
I'm really if I'm really nervous in the morning.
Yeah.
This has happened before. I've either had a panic attack or close to a panic attack the night before, and then my whole night's fucked up from sleep, you know, for sleeping. But then when I wake up, I still want coffee.
Well, everybody needs coffee in the morning. How do you take your coffee?
I take it wherever the fuck it wants to go. I take it here and there and everywhere.
What, like, do you take it black? Do you take it with cream or sugar?
I take it out for... I take it out for a morning picnic. I take it mostly with cream and sugar, yes.
Mm-hmm. Like a creamer with sugar in it? Or do you put like cream in there and then sugar in it and then you stir it?
Oh, logistics. I see. Let me see here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, moo. I take it with milk. I put the milk in. I don't always have creamer. Sometimes
do you have a Keurig or do you like?
What's that?
Oh,
is that some millennial thing? Is this some new
no,
thing I'm not aware of?
It's just a new age thing. You need to stop living in the Stone Age.
I'm living
thing.
In a garage,
it's a
dude.
It's great because it is a millennial thing. You pay more for coffee, but you don't make a whole pot of coffee. You know, so if like you just want one cup, you just put this little cup in this thing and it makes one cup. That's
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. I actually we recently just got one of those.
Yeah, there you go. So is that how you make it?
No. I don't like to do that because.
Do you grind your own beans?
Yeah, I grind my own beans. So I do that. That's the first thing I do. I get the bag out of the freezer of unground beans.
Uh huh.
I drink. I like dark roast. That's all I like.
Yeah.
I like dark Colombian.
Mm.
And I've tried other lighter coffees. I need a heavy kick.
Yeah.
So I put the Colombian beans in the grinder, grind them. Then I feed my dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're always clustered around me.
Yeah. And like wagging
like
their tails.
Like hounds from hell.
No, they're happy to see you.
So what I do is here's my morning ritual. I ground the beans, and then I have a little metal, single-serve, small metal pot, like for a drink, for like about the size of a coffee mug. And I take the ground beans, and I put them two scoops about into that pot. And then I get a mug of water, and then I pour that in there, and then I turn on the gas burner. And then I sit there for 10 minutes like a zombie, waiting for this thing to boil. And that's my morning ritual. And then I take a second while I'm like in the beginning after that, and then I go feed my dogs. Because if I don't feed my dogs, it's very disturbed.
Wait, did I miss something?
It's a very disturbed
vibe. How did you make
you
miss your
something.
Coffee?
You definitely missed something. Oh, yes. I don't know exactly what, but you did.
You make your coffee like a hipster.
Maybe.
You do.
I'm not
up on
what hipsters
do. I think you're a hipster and you don't even know it.
I think single serve is bullshit. That sounds hipster. But
yeah,
I do.
Why
I do.
You're
I don't
boiling your water? Why not have a coffee machine boil your water? Or warm it,
okay.
Or whatever.
I learned this from somebody that was definitely not a hipster.
Mm-hmm.
A very old woman from Russia. And this is what she does. Mm. And I was like, oh, this is genius.
That's the best.
Yeah, but at first I was thinking, there's no fucking way I'm going to do this. It takes too much time. Because I used to have a drip coffee maker.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how that works, right?
Yeah.
You just put the, you know, I mean, it's still ground the beans and then put them in the coffee filter, closed it, and then turn the thing on, and then you just don't have to look at it or worry about it. And then when it's finished,
mm-hmm.
Then you just pour your cup. But with this method, you actually have to sort of keep an eye on it, because if it boils over and you're not there to turn off the heat at that moment, because you want it to boil. You want it to get where it's boiling and the coffee's getting infused with the water.
You work for your coffee.
Yeah, I work for my coffee now. but the result is so much better than the drip
really?
Coffee maker that I had before. Yeah, it's so much better. It just...
Like it tastes different, or do you appreciate it more because you had to work harder for it?
No. It tastes better.
Mm-hmm.
This method is superior to the drip method.
Mm.
And with those single serve things, I think, that you're talking about too, because I recently inherited one of those and used it. I didn't like it. It doesn't... I mean, maybe I'm using it wrong, or I didn't have the right little cup blends, but whatever. I just went back to my method.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that, and then I take my. When the coffee boils, I put the lid on the little coffee metal pot thing,
mm-hmm.
and then I let it steep for about 5 minutes, and then I go and do other things, morning ritual things. I go make my bed. I go...
See, you're doing it all wrong. Usually people
you
have...
all right.
Usually people have their coffee...
Why am I doing
so
it wrong?
So they can
oh, shit.
Do all that
Your life
stuff.
Is wrong. What am I doing wrong?
You're doing activities
cool?
before your coffee. Your coffee is just hanging out, seeping, dripping, whatever, boiling.
Steeping, not seeping, yo. It's steeping.
And you're doing what?
You're
making the bed. You're doing things without your coffee. It just defeats the whole purpose.
Well, I do it in a very sleepy state. I do things that don't require much thought.
It's good.
And I'm just on automatic pilot with it. This is what I do.
It's
and
your
then
routine.
I close the thing. I'm waiting for it to boil. And some mornings I can tell how impatient I am at that moment. For how long it seems, because it always takes the same amount of time to boil. It takes about 10 minutes, I think. I've never timed it, but it takes about 10 minutes. And, yeah, it's like a lesson in patience.
Wow. That's pretty disciplined. Mm-mm.
It's part of my ritual.
I guess so.
And it's a test of how irritated I'm probably at that moment, because... If I'm like, when the fuck is this thing gonna fucking boil? It's like an eternity. This is an eternity. Why do I do this? This is like torture, man. And then some mornings it boils up and it's just, oh, there it is. You know, and I close it. And
aww.
So I can tell how much, because I go directly after, you know, I do my making bed and whatever the hell else. I don't even know what
I
do.
I
do weird
bed.
Shit.
I don't make
and then,
the
and then I, it doesn't take much to make a bed. I just. Throw the blanket, you know, I just throw the blanket so it's nice,
mm-hmm.
and the sheets and stuff, and it's not that hard. It's a nice thing to do in a sleepy state. And then I'm headed directly to morning pages, and so I can tell from how impatient I was about the coffee.
Oh.
Of what my morning pages are probably going to, I'm going to probably need to be focused on.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to take a little extra care and concern if I'm really irritable that day and impatient. And I'm going to need to, so I have tools, you know, I have ways to deal with this.
Okay.
I have barometers and indicators. Everything in my life is like a barometer and indicator of how I'm doing and what I need to do to feel okay.
Wow.
So.
That's good. You keep yourself checked.
I keep my shit in check, yo. I keep my shit in check.
Mm-hmm. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Because I'm the type of person that if I don't do that,
mm-hmm.
then I will go flying off into some oblivion, you know. I mean, not nowadays, because I have very rigorous, not very rigorous, but I have enough rigor in my life where discipline, where that I, and it's enough self-knowledge about who I am to know that I need to check myself a lot. Check in.
That's good.
Sometimes I even meditate and that's do yoga good. In the morning before.
Before coffee?
Yeah, I mean, that's a real test for me.
Yeah.
Because the whole reason I want to get up
is coffee.
Is to have coffee.
And it's the only reason you're
after I have coffee, I'm like, okay, what the hell am I going to do with the rest of my day?
Yeah.
What am I going to do now? I'm going to blow my load on this cup of coffee. So this coffee better fucking take me to the moon. No, sometimes I have extra discipline. I actually had today. This is what happened.
All right, tell me what happened.
I said, okay, you want to get up and get your coffee, but I think what you need to do today, I'm feeling this, you need to get up and do a little yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much, just 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Do the...
sun salutations?
Sun salutation, exactly. I do a few repetitions of sun
salutation.
Those
are good. So good.
I'm sure all the millennials will know what that is. And then... If you guys don't know what that is, then you're not up on what's going on in the world, because everyone's into yoga nowadays.
Uh-huh, namaste.
Especially where I live. Yeah, namaste, baby. Mm-hmm. So I do a few of those reps, and then I was like, you know, that's not enough today. I think I'm just going to go into a full-blown meditation after mm-hmm. this. And that's what I did.
Do you ever do some, like, hardcore, rigorous exercise? Like...
Yeah,
some
yeah,
squats
yeah.
You cannot.
I have to do that. Yeah. I can't just do yoga and meditation. I have to do
like
two
burn
to three
it out.
Times a week. About 3 times a week, I have to do something that brings my cardio respiratory my heart rate up. Mm-hmm. So I have to do something very vigorous, or I can't deal with myself mm-hmm. in life. I learned this over many years. I have to do this, and I discovered it. So what I do is I swim 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
I do laps. I do laps for about, I hit a right number with it. It's about 40 minutes. I do 40 minutes of laps.
That's good.
That's what works for me. And that gets my heart rate up enough and my body in motion in a vigorous way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right number for me, about 40 minutes, 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
If I do that, I'm sane. Plus all this other shit, like I do yoga. I'm supposed to. This is a deal I made with myself. I'm supposed to do 15 minutes of yoga each day.
Mm-hmm.
Just 15 minutes, not full blown.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supposed to meditate 30 minutes a day.
Oh,
I'm pretty successful with that.
That's
but
good.
Sometimes I start getting off course with those things, and I have to bring myself back.
Yeah.
So it's been years of doing this. You know, I went without doing meditation, for example, for I think 2015, I wasn't doing it. And then by the end of that year, I got sick and stuff, and I had this sciatica thing happen. My body was starting to tell me stuff.
Oh.
It's because I run too much on nervous tension.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized for my New Year's resolutions and the holidays and all that shit, it drives me up the wall. Don't even get me started on the holidays. But... I have to meditate. This is my New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. I have to meditate every day for 30 minutes just to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
That's just who I am. Accept it, embrace it, and just fucking do it. And that's what I do.
Wow. That's good. Good for you.
Or at least that's what I approach to do.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I'm a little compassionate with myself. I give myself leeway.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do it.
I still am trying to find my balance with that. I go to this boot camp place. Mm-hmm. And it's not CrossFit, but it's basically, we do like 7 stations and you're at a station for, it depends on what the trainer wants to do that day. Mm-hmm. But you're at a station for like, maybe like a minute and a half, and you just do, you're not doing a specific number of reps. You're doing as much as you can. So at each station, it's just different things. It's different things. It could be anything, but it's really good. Really, really like exhausts
what
you.
Are you talking about aerobic exercise?
Well, it does. It does take aerobic endurance, yeah, but it's musculature too. It's muscle endurance as well. It's both of them combined. It's good. And then I try to run, and then I tried to yoga. So I try to find a balance in there.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm just like, I just need to pump some iron, you know, and just, you know.
Yes, I do know.
You know, and then sometimes I'm like, no, I think I just want to go for a walk today. Or sometimes I'm like, you know, I really need to do some yoga today. I need to. And then other times I'm like, I need to just run. I just need to run. So it's hard. I'm still trying to figure that out.
And I think if anybody's listening to this, I think you have to figure out what your form of exercise is. Because I went through different exercises over the years. And I really discovered that I like swimming for me. That was what I found that, I mean, in terms of a vigorous exercise that I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I did jogging for a bit before that, and I did not like jogging.
Yogging.
Yeah, whatever.
The silent J.
I don't know what that means. You're hitting me with stuff. Is this a hashtag thing? Because I don't know what it means.
No.
I don't even know what fucking hashtag means. I just recently discovered this.
Yeah.
This is how under a rock I am. hashtag. I'm like, why do people keep putting this thing that
it's trends. I didn't even know what a hashtag was. I've never heard of a hashtag, that numeric grid thing.
Okay. And what does that mean? I still don't think I know what it means.
Okay.
I mean, I think I know what it means.
It's how you follow trends. Like, okay. So let's say you had a Twitter.
Please help me, somebody. I'm not of this age.
Pretend you had a Twitter, okay? And
okay, I'll pretend.
Okay, so like they do this with, like, award shows, you know, like the Grammys or something. Like, hashtags, Grammys, yay. So you type that in, like, your text. And then, so people can search that as a trend. They can search it, that hashtag. Mm-hmm. And then they can find all of the posts or tweets or whatever related to that hashtag. So let's say you had a Twitter, Blake.
So it's like a tag.
Yeah, okay. And so people hashtag Stellar Maze. So you could go on a Twitter and search that Stellar Maze, you know, hashtag Stellar Maze, and you find every single mention of Stellar Maze. So there you go. Oh, it's how you keep track of trends. Because, okay, you know, so millennials are trendsetters and they're hipsters.
I understand that. It's basically like tags.
It's a tag. Mm-hmm.
That must be too old school, but okay.
So. That's a tag.
Because I understand what tags are, because when you, for example, when I write an article, I don't do tags, but I understand what they are.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. You just have to know what they do.
You can tag them. Like if you wrote about INFJs, okay, INFJ tag. You know, if you wrote about Myers-Briggs. If you wrote about sex tag.
Sex tag. Ooh! That could be a new game. Sex tag.
Oh, yeah? How would you play it?
I don't know.
Sex tag. Got you. You're it. It's like, Jesus.
Know, like, tag someone with your dick.
This is a whole different way of tagging someone. Jesus Christ.
Touch someone's private part. I don't know. Hmm. Tag, you're it. I don't know.
Kick you in the balls, you're it. Okay, it'll be about 5 minutes before I do any running after this. I'm going to have some eggs. Hashtag.
Oh, God.
Hashtag sex tag. Yeah, I see tags, so I guess I've eventually started to catch on to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that means something. There's all this little communicate. Yeah. Like, there's something that people put before actual DSLR, something like that. I don't even know what it is. I still don't know what it means. I don't even know if
like
that's
a camera?
The correct way to say it. No, it's just a little word, like an acronym or something. It's supposed to stand, you know, like LOL. The first thing was LOL.
LOL. God, I hate those.
I think that was maybe about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It started to become this abbreviated forms of communication on the internet.
See, millennials are so damn lazy, we can't even form complete sentences.
LOL. Lol. Some people use it, and I use it sometimes. I mean, I've used it a few times, but I use it kind of ironically. Because I'm not really laughing out loud. Because
you're a hipster. I think you're a hipster and you don't even know it. I'm calling you a hipster. You're a hipster.
Yeah, okay. Well, yep. If I'm a hipster, missing a very big component of hipsterdom, which is a social connections. I don't have those. So I think being a hipster requires either having, you know, being on Facebook for one thing, Twittering, being on social networks.
Hipsters or being, do like the opposite thing, but do it in a weird way. Like, they're like, oh, everybody has a shaven face, I'm going to grow a beard. Oh, everybody wears solid t-shirts, I'm going to wear a striped t-shirt. They do like the opposite of things until it becomes popular, and then they have to change something. They're supposed to be trendsetters, but they don't want to be trendsetters. They want to be different, man.
Well, hipsters,
they don't want to be the same, but they are the same.
Hipsters evolved out of something before that, which is probably the hippies, and then before that, the beatniks.
Yeah.
So basically, people that are rebellious or countercultural.
Yes.
I am that way. I'm countercultural, but I'm not. I wouldn't consider myself a hipster, because I think what hipsters do is they do things that they think would be cool, that they think other people would really like, even though it's supposed to be rebellious.
Yeah.
Just for its own sake, but yeah. They don't really truly have anything to rebel against. I think that's the problem with the current generation, the millennials, because I think they want to be rebels.
Yes.
They want, you know, a lot of these.
They need something,
you
know, to do.
When you're a teenager and you're 20-something, you want to have something. You know, you're at that age where you want to rebel against the former generation, make your own mark.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the problem that I see with the millennials is that their rebellion is empty, and it's actually more conformist than anything. It's like one of the most conformist generations, I think. Mm-hmm. Like if they're rebelling against the baby boomers,